In 2019, Pope Francis came out with a letter where he desired that the third Sunday in ordinary time, that's today, be celebrated as the Sunday of the Word of God. And so that's what we're going to talk about today, the Word of God. That's this little book here, the Bible. Now, the Bible is a beautiful, privileged book because God speaks to us in human speech. Think about it. The God, so much greater than anything we can imagine, has spoken to us in this book. He has used human authors with their human frailties and their human points of view to put words in this book that are directly from him. What a privilege it is to have something like this. The Bible is really not so much a book as it is a collection of books. It's really more of a library. In the Bible, in the Catholic Bible, there are 47 books in the Old Testament and 26 in the New. 73 books in the Bible with all sorts of different styles. Some of them are history, some of them are poetry, some of them are historical fiction. There's some biography. There are teachings in here. There are song lyrics in here. And there's some poems in here that are even a little on the racy side. But Lord speaks to us through all these different genres in the Holy Bible, and we should be people of the Bible in the Catholic Church. Now you know that the Bible is divided up into two sections, the Old Testament and the New Testament. Now the Old Testament doesn't mean it's old and broken and forget it, we could skip that because it's stale and out of date. No. The Old Testament telling the story of the Hebrew people is very important in the formation of our understanding of Christ and his teachings. So it is said that the Old Testament is revealed in the New, and the New Testament is concealed in the Old. We see that in today's readings because the first reading comes from the prophet Isaiah, the Old Testament, several hundred years before Jesus was born, talking about how a great light would come to the area of Zebulun and Naphtali. Those are two of the 12 tribes of Israel, and they were assigned this section of the Holy Land that corresponds to what we know as Galilee. So we know that Jesus went to Galilee to preach, and when Isaiah saw so many hundreds of years before that Jesus would bring the light, truth and understanding and freedom to the people of Galilee, of Zebulun and Naphtali. So that's where the Old Testament is revealed in the New by the actions of Jesus. And the Bible is full of those kinds of things. So it is important for us to understand this book and what's going on in it. Now, some of you are well-versed in the Bible. God bless you. That's wonderful. I'm not as good in it as I should be. I'm pretty good, I guess. I did my share of studies and that sort of thing in my formation. But we could always get better at learning the Bible. One of the beauties of the Bible is that it is accessible to anyone. The famous phrase is that a mouse can wade in it and an elephant can swim in it. So it doesn't matter how far along you are in your faith journey, you can still learn and encounter Christ here in the Bible. It's a beautiful thing. But we also have to be careful not to ignore this book, because St. Jerome, the famous biblical scholar, said that ignorance of the Bible is ignorance of Christ. So if we don't understand this book, or we don't read it or look into it, try to understand it, then we will not understand Christ well enough. It's a blessing to come to church. It's a blessing to pray. It's a blessing to do your rosary and your visits to the Blessed Sacrament, whatever your devotions are. But you cannot be ignorant of what goes on in this book. Our Holy Father reminds us of that today by devoting our entire Sunday to understanding that. All right, so how do we get started in this thing? Now, some of you may have tried this. Oh, it's the 1st of January. My New Year's resolution is to read the Bible front to back. And so you start by reading the first book of the Bible, Genesis, okay, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, that's all pretty cool, Joseph and his brothers, And then you read Exodus and hear the story of Moses and you picture Charlton Heston in your head, how we divided the sea, right, and all of that. And then you get to something like Leviticus, which is full of all sorts of arcane, obscure stuff. And it's probably the 1st of February and you say, you know, phew, I give up. And that's not untypical because there are parts of the Bible that aren't easy to read. There are parts of the Bible that don't exactly jump out at you, and you wonder how God is speaking to you through those parts. We can understand that. So how do we get around that? Well, Bible study, Bible guidance, people to guide you through these books of the Bible to help you understand them better. There are lots of ways to do that. Here at our parish on Thursday mornings, we have something called Bible and Breakfast, where you come and you join with other like-minded people who want to understand the Scriptures better. There's also something that I'm doing, and many millions have done so. There is a podcast called The Bible in a Year, right? You've heard of this? There's a Father Mike Schmitz, who's a very, very great Catholic communicator of our day, and he reads parts of the Bible on this podcast every day and gives a small reflection afterwards. And if you stick with him for the whole year, you will have gone through the entirety of the Bible, and it'll make more sense to you. So there's something you can try. I've done it since the 1st of the year. Today is, what, the 22nd? It's okay if you start on the 22nd until the 22nd next year. But you would get a lot out of something like that, someone to guide you through the Scriptures, because it's that important. And if you ever wondered anything about the Bible or more things in it or big questions you've always had, please feel free. Father and I will be greeting people as you leave. Say, Deacon Bill, what about the Bible thing with this, that, or the other? Please feel free to ask us. We'll either answer you or we'll say, we don't know, but we'll look it up for you. Because it is so very important that we learn from this book. And what do we learn? Facts and figures, names and places. Well, we do learn some names and some places and some stories. But we learn most of all, God, who is love, speaks to us in love through the words of this book. God seeks to love us so much and for us to understand him and return his love to him and return his love to our neighbor. So we want to understand God better. We need to be familiar with the words in this book. It's a challenge for all of us, but it's also worth it on this week that we call the Week of Christian Unity, where we and other Christians talk about how the church should be one, as St. Paul talks about in the second reading. If we are as familiar with this book as our non-Catholic Christian friends, we can have a great dialogue together. And we won't be stuck in that place where they say, what about 1 Corinthians? And we say, huh? Where is that, in the front or the back? You know, we don't want to be that person either. We want to be familiar with this so that we can learn God's love as well as they do from the Holy Scriptures. Of course, there is more to the church than to the Catholic Church than just the Bible. But the Bible is a book of primacy of place. So let's all of us commit again to renew our commitment to the Word of God. Let us all try to crack open this book, which is scary maybe, or confusing sometimes, and understand that God seeks to speak to us through this book. Because, you know, one of these days we will be called to judgment before Christ. And we will have to account for the things that we have done. And it just might be that one of the questions he asks of us that day of judgment is, did you read my book? I only wrote one. It was a bestseller. What is your answer going to be? I was afraid to. All I did was write in everybody's first communion date and close it up. Or did I say, will I say, Lord, I sought to understand you. I came to know your love better. And I came to embrace this book as your privileged word. May we witness to that, all of us, so that we can put a smile on Christ's face on that day of judgment. God bless you.